Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Wagner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Charlie Wagner. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Williams reaches second base with a double. Finney moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from Desodles and he is safe. Tabor steals second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller spins and fires to second, with Boudreaux covering, and Tabor is picked off. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreaux moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0 Indians. Jack Wilson now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Walker reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker moves to third. Bill Fleming now pitching. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreau bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Feller moves to second. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Feller moves to third. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doerr is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Bill Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Heath takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. DiMaggio scores. Cronin moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Tom Carey pinch runs for Bobby Doerr. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to third. Carey moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tabor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. Carey scores. Fox moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Carey now playing second base. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mack. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Feller bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Desautels moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Desautels moves to third. Feller moves to second. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Desautels scores. Feller moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Feller scores. Boudreau scores. Keltner moves to second. It's 9-3, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Oscar Judd pinch hits for Bill Fleming. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Judd moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judd scores. DiMaggio moves to third. It's 9-4, Indians. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Emerson Dickman now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack bunts towards the mound. Dickman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Desodles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Clint Brown now pitching. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carey moves to third. Fox moves to second. Stan Spence pinch hits for Emerson Dickman. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Campbell. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Carey scores. Fox scores. There goes Pitlock trying to get to home. Walker throws the ball into Boudreaux, who relays the ball to Desodles, who tags Pitlock, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 9-6, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Riba now pitching. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 4 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreaux moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-6, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Williams reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Rusty Peters now playing third base. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Cronin moves to second. 2 outs. It's 12-7, Indians. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-9, Indians. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 9. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.